Okay, here we are. This is Bob and I doing a quick little audio rundown of what we're seeing at the latest release of Rihanna, Paul McCartney, and Kanye West's new song, 4 or 5 Seconds. One of the first things that we noticed on the cover was the fact there appears to be a code across the front, and a quick web search actually turns up the fact that it's Braille for the title, 4 or 5 Seconds. And Bob, you had some insight on that and spoke to you as kind of speaking to the blind, as it were?
Yeah. They're calling us blind. They put this out for blind people because there's a secret code. There's a hidden message there that only the seeing will be able to see. Those who are trained in their communication.
So the 4 or 5 seconds... or the 45 seconds, as they say, covers the first verse and what they call the hook here, which is a chorus. And verse one, Rihanna's singing, "I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. Might do a little time, because all my kindness is taken for weakness." There's a lot going on in all of this, but the 45 seconds includes this chorus. "Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from Wildin, and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want." So why they would isolate this for 45 seconds, I don't really know. I think there's more going on in the pattern. But one thing we do know is there's a lot of cryptic language in here that we're pretty familiar with. You identified some pretty significant stuff in some of the rest of it. So let's just kind of talk about some of these things that we see. And one of the things I'm going to point out here, what comes up in verse 2, I'm going to get into some of that and then I'll turn it over to you. It says, "Woke up an optimist, sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash, hold me back, I'm about to spaz." That's Kanye West's view. And we see in this a whole lot of aspects of the Black Awakening and the triggering of the Black Awakening. Woke up. Well, this is Kanye West. He's black. Woke up. Black Awakening. "Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining. I'm positive," he says. Well, the sun god, sun shining, has to do with the Black Awakening, really, like the dawn of Horus, the sun god. And the matching lines here, optimist and positive. Why do they do that? Well, I see the O in optimist, and a positive is a plus sign. We've seen the connection of the X and the O in all kinds of ways and all this Mark of the Beast stuff. And there's a coded XO Mark of the Beast in there. Optimist, O, positive, plus sign, plus O, XO, cross O, cross circle, Mark of the Beast. "Then I heard you was talking trash." So it's like an audio command triggering the Black Awakening. Trash. Trash this place. Trash everything. Go into your Wildin mode and just start trashing everything. "Hold me back. I'm about to spaz." The trigger, when is it for? I don't know. Is it a 3-part trigger? Is it a 10-part trigger? Is this the last part? Is there 2 more parts? I don't know. But Aaron had a strong sense, and I concur. There's Black Awakening language here, and that's what's going on. And you know, the way that they're mocking things up, it's all about the lawlessness that's coming. And the time code, the time language, the release of Horus, yeah, it's coming.
And the fact they released this song 2 days after the Super Bowl, it has 11 million views already. And then the first public performance is going to be at the Rituals at the Grammys Sunday night. Far beyond coincidence, we're definitely in ritual season here. And we're looking at the interesting connection between the first hook that you read, "Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from Wildin." Wildin, that's an Urban Dictionary kind of hip-hop slang term for going crazy, getting out of control, wild, lawless. Urban slang term, lawlessness, going crazy, getting out of control, violent. "We got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning." with a lot of times with the super soldiers, the activated people, they get activated, they're gone for days at a time, they lose time, gone all weekend, then they come back at the beginning of the week having no idea where they were. What I find interesting here in the first hook, she says, I swear I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want. Tell her what exactly? And I think we get the clue to that when we look at hook number two. It starts out the same way. Yeah, about 4 or 5 seconds from Wilden. And we get 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. And this is where it differs. Is I swear I wish somebody would try me. And try me is a hip-hop slang term for tester, fighter, engager, you know, step up and try me. Oh, that's all I want. So hook one, swore somebody would tell me. Hook two, I swore wish somebody would try her. That speaks to me as an activation code, setting up, telling her what she needs to hear, whatever trigger activation phase, to bring out the fighter or super soldier inner, daring someone to, quote unquote, try her. The fighter comes out looking for violent engagement.
The Delta Altar.
Absolutely. In the bridge, I think we get some more of that as the lyrics are, and I know you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times. And we know a lot of the activation message, you know, people are called, different type of tones signal them and activate them, pick up the phone, they hear the tone, like in the actual movie Telephone. That was back in, what, the 60s or 70s. Prime example of that.
Yeah. And 1,000 times, Daniel, times and half a time. This is familiar language, right?
Absolutely.
1,000 times, 1,000 years, a millennium. They've been waiting a long time. Absolutely. 1,000 points of light, George Bush's illuminated language.
Right. And the lyric here, wondering where I've been, you know, superficially, that's whatever spouse or partner she's talking to in the video, that's could be the superficial interpretation, but this speaks more to me in the deeper line. Wondering where I've been, I think that speaks to me as the missing time after that soldier's activated her front altar will be really wondering where she's been all this time, if she survives. Now I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so reckless? Well, the super soldiers are going to be absolutely reckless, no regard for anyone's well-being, including their own. But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand. I can't apologize because that front altar will have no conception as to what the deeper altars will be doing. Can't apologize because they have no recollection of what happened.
They've lost time. It's been removed from their memory. This is part of the programming. They'll have no idea what's going on. They have no idea they are who they are or what they're really about to do. But this is how they communicate, and there's mass communication.
Absolutely.
And it's well timed. It's released into the public domain so everybody can hear it. It's going to be a mass trigger.
This verse 3 with Kanye West really ties in with your video there on the Falcon Rescue. You had some insight there about the jail and bail.
Yeah, wrote it right there in the post. And there's going to be a jailbreak. The Falcon's going to be rescued. Kanye with his Yeezus tour inserted a little patch into some of the CDs, I guess, and it had a circle and a falcon inside, and there's a triangle, and it's all about the release on June 18, 2013. 18 is 6 plus 6 plus 6. June is a 6 month, and June is also for Juno, the god Jupiter and his wife Juno. So whole lot of coding going on there, and it seems pretty obvious that, I mean, these guys are all about symbolism, and they're communicating to us in their language for the blind. We can only see it if we can interpret the code, and this is their code. It's always all about Egypt and the gods and the 3, 4, 5, the mystery religion. It's all about releasing the falcon god Horus. It's about what leads up to it, the prelude to it, the Black Awakening, this bringing of chaos, this disruption that's going to turn this order into the next. It's all about lawless behavior, going to jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail, it says in verse 3. And that's, what do you pay bail for? To get a
to release.
Right.
Get an early release.
And when he has the next two lines, see, they want to buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. Superficially, we can take that he's not willing to sell it, but in actuality, he has no pride left. All of his pride and identity has already been stolen through being ritually sodomized and programmed. He can't sell it. It's already been taken. There's nothing left to sell. He doesn't possess it.
I see in that lions come into pride.
They do. That thought came to mind.
And the sun lion and the lions of the goddess. The goddess is always on her feet. Katy Perry just came out at the Super Bowl halftime standing on a lion, riding a lion. She's the ancient goddess Inanna Ishtar. And so they want to buy my pride. Yeah, all the young lions just ain't up for sale. You know, nobody's going to buy out these absolutely 100% committed chosen one super soldier agents. They are committed to death.
See, all of my kindness is taken for weakness. The front altars are just everyday folk. And simple. It's fit in and go along, and certainly a mistake to take them as being weak, because kindness is not weakness, it's a mask, and one that's going to be ripped off very soon, it appears, another wave of awakening.
When I listen to the song in the video, when I hear, see all my kindness, what I hear is all my kind, emphasis on my kind. I think that's the lion kind he's talking about there. And they kind of are played for being weak. People don't give them much account. But these children that are chosen ones, the girls that are chosen ones, they're not striking physical figures, but they've got power.
That's for sure.
That's what they're going to strike with. Looks weak. They're not organized, whatever, but they're the strike force.
And in that, nobody will see him coming. Blind, the braille on the front. No one will see it coming.
Blindsided.
No one will see it coming.
That's it.
No one will expect them. The people you expect the absolute least will be the most lethal ones out there. Blindsided. That's a perfect word. And another thing that, as we were talking about this, the Lord brought to mind, the video ends and the song ends very abruptly. There's no resolution to it. There's no real fade out. It's just boom, done. And I think that's kind of part of the, as that triggering mechanism goes on with the song, the song will kind of carry on in the activation once it's carried out. There's no real end to the song. It just plays and then it's done. I think that's part of the mechanism, part of the structure.
Interesting. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what comes of the Grammys, because that's really an official marker. So how this song will be placed in there, what other things will be going on, I don't know, but this morning, the Lord did something unusual, and you know, after my coffee ritual, where I kind of need to get woke up, oftentimes I'll sit down and I'll go through emails and make a sweep through the news and so on, and that's, you know, a familiar ritual. And the Lord, once I got started, the Lord made it real plain before I could even get through my emails, I needed to get through this Shazam sign, and with the break off for some engagement with Aaron on another project, the focus has been on this, getting this out. It's apparently a big deal, so here we are, we're on it.
Absolutely. Engaged on this, and the Lord started hooking us up, so this is certainly something to watch, and Lord willing, we'll keep watching, and we'll see what happens.